Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour, dobro jutro. Hi there. Oh, did you have frost this morning? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally but in any country in the world. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. By clicking onto blogtalkradio.com, discover what the world has to say. How exciting is that? Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I am just had another call. Oh, you know what, sidebar? I don't know how many times I have to tell people that I'm on the air and not to call me at this time. But in any event, we have an exciting show today, The Many Faces of Royalty. And I just want to segue into The Many Faces of Ironworkers. Hold on. Hi there, Chuck Decker.
Hello, Kathy.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. I want all of you to know that you're listening to the voice of Chuck Decker, who is the Midwest Director of Impact. That is closely associated. Ironworkers and Impact, they're kind of attached at the hip. And I wanted him to call in today to remind all of you that when are you going to be on the air with me, Chuck?
Tomorrow morning.
What time?
At 6:30.
A.M.
A.M.
Central Time. Tell us a little bit about why you're from, who you are, what you are, and where are you going, and why Ironwork.
I am the Midwest Director of Impact. And I'm based in St. Louis, Missouri. Mm-hmm. I work the Midwest to the west side of Kansas, east side of Illinois, the Canadian border down through Texas and Louisiana, and facilitate some 30-something programs that Impact puts out there to help add value to the ironworker in helping our contractors be more competitive in gaining work share.
Ah, so that's the mission statement of Impact?
Yes, the mission statement is more ironworkers, more contractors, more jobs, and more customers.
Mm-hmm. And would you say that perhaps you work as the liaison between the contractor and the people that are paying the bill to make sure that they get the quality of workmanship and ironworkers that they are looking forward to?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. One of the things we're looking at is safety, quality, and productivity.
Now, I promised you that I wouldn't keep you on the air too long, but I just have to, let's just talk about this for a little bit. All of these grasshoppers, these kids that are graduating high school, and they don't know what to do. Is it college versus the Domperion of trades? Now, in the trades in construction, there are so many facets, but I am talking about ironworkers. So I did some background searching, and once you've graduated from high school, and if you decide not to go on to college, the medium earnings for the 1 year is about $29,000, but if you go to college and get a BA, it pumps up to $50,000. However, now this gal or man, boy, girl, whoever they are in debt for years and years and years. So how would you guide someone that said, you know, Chuck, I really don't know what to do. What would you say to them about considering the trade?
I'd certainly consider the trades. When I got in a trade, it was by coincidence. A friend of mine's brother-in-law was in the ironworkers, and I ended up applying, and I got in the ironworkers. And I was not a college-bound specimen, if you will. And it's outside work. It's physical. It's fairly manly being an ironworker. And those are the things that attracted me to the trade and could attract many young people to the trade. And like you say, when you're going to have so much college debt and the job, the wages coming out of college with globalization and a worldwide competitive market, the decent jobs we had in the United States are just not as bountiful as they were at one time.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to save all of your good information. By the way, I want all of you to know, since I've become acquainted with Chuck, I have learned so much more about the history of ironworkers and what their mission and passion is. And when people ask me, well, why do you do radio? Well, it's for my cognitive, to keep my cognitive skills there. But I'm telling all of you, you have no idea the education I get when I talk to someone like Chuck, who's been with ironworkers for 40 years. So thank you so much. Now, wait a minute. What time are you coming on tomorrow morning?
6:30 a.m.
And we're inviting all of you to tune in because you're really going to get the guts and the core of who Chuck is and how ironworkers and Impact work together, serving you, the community, and the world. Thanks so much for taking out the time, Chuck.
Okay, see you now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. This is why doing talk radio is so exciting for me. Do you have any idea what I've been learning? Not only in the trades, but in the world of haute couture, in the world of classical ballet, in the world of theater, performing arts, in the world of psychology. How does the brain work? And how other countries view their customs that are so foreign to ours. Now, the show is archived. You log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. And log on blogtalkradio.com. Oh, we're shrinking. Our world is shrinking. We're coming closer and closer together. And I have to tell you, no matter where I go, I see the expression of the artistry of ironworkers. When I was in Malaysia, and they had the towers there, oh, I don't remember what they called them. I wanted to climb them. And Mr. Sulaiman said, I don't think so. That's an event unto itself. But without the ironworkers, the towers would not be standing. Would not be standing. So no matter where you travel, no matter where you go, you see the artistry. You see the hidden talents of ironworkers. And I love that they pay homage to their commitment to family, and their work ethics, and the brotherhood of solidarity. So you're going to hear more tomorrow when Chuck calls in at 6:30, and it is boo! It'll be breaking news. And then right after he is finished with his commentary, Halloween, Halloween. Oh, what scary things are seen. witches' hats, coal black cats, broomstick riders, mice and rats. We'll go into the history of it. But the many faces of not only Halloween, the many faces of the iron worker. And today, our show is The Face of Royalty. Shakespeare said, he claimed that there was no art to find the mind's construction in the face. But he also lived in a time where there was no camera. And, of course, he didn't live in the time of photography. And portrait of absolutely brilliant people. And we're going to talk about Queen Elizabeth II. Her photo in the magazine that I have show the candor, wisdom, benevolence, and strength of will of the constitutional monarch of Great Britain these past 62 years. And let me tell you what it is, because you'll want to pick it up. It's Harper's Bazaar, and it's the fall fashion preview. And there is a full page of Queen Elizabeth, British quality. We'll talk about that a little bit later. I want to give you the call-in number, 347-637-3789. And it shall be my pleasure to hear your voice and how you feel about the topics that I present on Live with Kathy. Don't you want to be part of the live consortium of Live with Kathy? The show is sponsor-driven, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. In the meantime, the call-in number is 347-637-3789, and let your voice be heard. You could email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. I love to get letters. You could write to me at Post Office Box, 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Now, if you want to talk with me up close and personal, you could call after the show, 847-882-8717. Log on, Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, WatsonSpeaks.com. And then simply ageless.net. And if you want to find out more in depth about me, go to Kathy, simplyageless.yourvirtualportal.net. I'm available for speaking, entertaining. My bags are packed. Now, when you go online and to my website, be sure to click on all of the buttons. Click on David Taylor and Kathy, Simply Ageless Performers. He's the assistant concertmaster of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And he and I do a performance. It is Simply Ageless Performers. And his violin, he just makes incredible music with that violin. And then click on video, and you'll see Roger Plummer and I. In Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works are still, they're more popular now than ever. Imagine James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? that aren't more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and then he just segues into his beautiful voice. I do the Shakespeare sonnets. And by the way, this is an original. Roger and I put this together about 4 years ago. And I think it would be great for school kids. You know, listen, Willie Shakes was quite a dude. I'm here to tell you, he was interesting. And you know what's great about the show? It's clean, the presentation, and we have audience participation. And you get to tell your story about Shakespeare or your introduction, anything that you want to talk about. Our bags are packed. Rates are individually assessed. And when I talked about audience participation, I just remembered love letters, A.R. Gurney's love letters. The two of us are on stage. I'm Melissa. And I've had Frank DeMarco as Andy, a radio show icon, Clark Weber, and a retired politician from Chicago, Burton Terrace. And we read the letters that we wrote to each other that span 50 years. But be sure and bring your handkerchief, because it's a little bit of a tearjerker. Yeah, but I love performing. Live screen. Okay. Thank you, Chuck, for calling in. Now, on Tuesday, the 28th, we had the show was The Pineapple. Remember I told you it's an incredible, well, it could be a gift if you want. But then I have another gift for you that you're just going to salivate over. I use it for my centerpiece. It is just too beautiful. Just too beautiful. And I gave you the instructions on how to create your own. So log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on October 28th. And then yesterday, this beverage was banned in 1920. Yeah. It was beer. But you could get the ingredient, that hops that's in the beer, you could get that in a supplement form. And I did caution all of you, if you're an alcoholic, don't you dare even try that. But a glass of beer a day that was banned in 1920. Listen to the whole show. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and it was Wednesday, October 29th. This weekend, fall back, set our clocks back 1 hour. And then on Sunday, Walenda is going to walk the tightrope between two iconic buildings in Chicago. And there was an article by one of the guys, I think, in the Chicago Tribune. He said, the guy is crazy. How? And he may do it blindfolded. So, I don't know, how do you feel about it? Why don't you call in at 347-637-3789 and let's talk. Would you do it? Come on now. Stop and think. I think it's 600 feet up in the air, or more. You'll have to go online. And I do hope that there isn't going to be an idiot or horns honking or fire engine. You can't. The control, the concentration is paramount. I know, because when I'm on my elliptical, and I'll take it up to elevation 20, and then I'll let go and see how long I could pedal backwards without holding on. It takes every ounce of the strength of my legs and my mind power. So let's all wish him well. Now tell me, what is going to happen on November 4th? Are you going to sit on your duff and not vote at all? Now, this is what I heard. I don't know how true it is. I've had so many say to me, I'm not going to vote. I can't stand. I'm a lesser of two evils. And someone said to me that they heard that you could go into the polling area, whether it is the write-in or the electronic, and you don't have to vote for anyone. And when they get the blank ballot, you're simply making a statement that you were not pleased with any of their selections. So in good conscience, you could not vote. I'm going to check that out on the 4th when I go. I didn't do early voting. And, yeah, all of you come up with a myriad of reasons why, plethora of reasons why you can't vote. You could write in. They had early voting. They'll practically come and pick you up, and you're telling me that you don't have time? It's your civic duty. Your civic duty to vote. And of course, you know, if you don't vote, you don't get to complain. And then don't you just love the Monday morning quarterbacks that this should have happened, that should have happened, this should have happened? No, make it happen. And how many times have I said to you, you have a very strong voice in the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare? You know what? Is more ever going to be enough? The powers to be are, with their sticky fingers, want to use our Social Security to pay down the deficit. We didn't create it, they did. You see, they want your money. But we earned it the old-fashioned way, didn't we? We worked for it. I gave you the telephone number to reach your elected officials in Congress and the White House. It's an 800 number, but they'll take your area code and put you in touch with the voicemail of your elected officials anywhere that you live. So it's 800-998-0180. That's 800-998-0180. When you don't complain, they think they're doing a great job. Oh, I complain. I just simply tell them. And you see, I want total recall. I give you a year. And if you haven't measured up, according to me, according to the gospel of Kathy Watson, then I want you out. Every elected official goes into office. Oh, I love these brave hearts, these grasshoppers that are going into the big hall in Washington. But let me tell you, by the time the seasoned politicians get a hold of you, your dreams of grandeur have been flushed down the proverbial toilet. And I have to tell you, okay, I'll give you the telephone number again, 800-998-0180. And if you want to volunteer, 1-800-998-0181. It's a grassroots, and you could visit them on ncpssm.org/grassroots. Be a part of the good fight. Join the National Committee's campaign to boost Social Security now. And you could volunteer, you could petition legislators, write letters, make phone calls, be an advocate at town hall and public events and staff exhibits. Oh, I'd love to be in the audience, but I have a feeling they'd usher me out, because the first thing that I would ask is, tell me, what oath are you taking? And tell me, would you like to close the gap between your pension and your health care? Do you want to close that gap? We're going to take yours, or you're going to take ours. I went online, Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago. Oh, Karen Lewis, I'm so sorry you became ill. It would have been an interesting, interesting campaign to see who would have won. But here's the preamble to the United States Constitution, We the People. And I did a flyer on We the People. I brought it closer to home. If you want a copy of it, you know how to get in touch with me. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. Article 1. All, Section 1, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives. And it goes on and on and on. Two senators from each state. A call to action, 2014. The year to unleash the power of our voice and our vote. I sent this to Diane and Bruce Rohner. Lights, camera, action. Shakespeare said the world is a stage and we're all actors. Quinn and Rohner, let the party begin. Do I sound disillusioned? You bet I am. And so are voters, not only in Chicago, but in Illinois. You see, I wanted to level the playing field with pension and health care, Social Security and Medicare, public schools. I still maintain that every elected official in any city or state, if they have children of school age, they need to enroll in a public school. You'll see how quickly the safety of the children will be attended to. Please don't attempt to use the reasoning why your children do not attend a public school. Yes, you said you're very proud of your money-making ability, but who cares? Our children are our future. So many are frightened to go to school. Tell me, how are you going to make it better? Okay, all of you elected officials that have made the vote, I ask Mr. Rauner, if you're voted in as Illinois governor, what oath will you take? I have to tell you, when I went online to find out about Rami, I couldn't find out what oath he took. I could not believe it. I searched, and I could not find what oath he took as the mayor of Chicago. And by now, you all know that I am Chicago bred and born. Yeah, Ma and Pa came here from the old country. Ellis Island. They were granted their citizenship the legal way. They went through the process. And while I'm talking about it, I take umbrage to those of you that are here illegally and want driver's license and want health care perks. What did you do to earn it? You see, we're just all working. We know that this is the greatest nation in the world, but we're making it great. We, the people, are making it great. And we don't appreciate spongers. Come here the right way and become legalized. And while I'm talking about it, you know why? Anyone coming here from, well, let's say from Mexico, whatever you're coming from, they don't have to learn English. No matter where you go, there's a sign that says, we speak English and Spanish. Now, let me ask you, wouldn't it make sense to you that if you are going to go and live in Mexico, wouldn't you want to learn the language? When you're bilingual, you make more money. My biggest regret is, you see, we made Ma and Pa speak English. They talk Croatian at home. My biggest regret, now I could make myself understood and I understand it not as fluently as I would like, but when you have another language under your belt, no matter where you go, you're going to get the job before someone who just speaks English. But we make it so easy. It's either English or Spanish. Even when I call my bank to do the automated information, press 1 for English, press 2 for Spanish. How do you feel about it? Call in 347-637-3789. You see, I am one of these, and I'm always climbing higher on the path of life where there are so many new opportunities, so many portals and vistas to enter. I want to soar with the eagles. I want to be up there, and I want to be able to see the entire world and raise up on my toes so that I could see the world and feel the rhythms dancing in me. And that's what talk radio does for me. Yeah. Confucius say, you never work a day in your life if you love what you're doing. And I absolutely love what I am doing. I love it even more when I hear from you. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then log on kathywatsonspeaks.com or simplyageless.net. You could call me Horace the poet said, and he said this more than 2,000 years ago, seize the day and trust not in tomorrow. The present is more vivid, more precious, more fulfilling if you understand that the present, right now, is all that you have. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. And the tip of the day? Take a tip from Mother Nature. Ears weren't made to shut, the mouth was. And give up the idea that things won't go right unless you worry about them. Who are you? What are you? And where are you going? Shakespeare said that we wear many masks. I don't like masks. I would say hats. And we embrace the face of whatever situation we're in. The many faces of ironworking, their sophistication, their hidden talents, their commitment to family, work ethics, earn while you learn. Be sure and listen tomorrow morning at 6:30. Chuck Decker will be on and we'll go more in depth. And I want to tell you something, honey. I'm so pro-union, and I love the first of every month. We don't have to worry about the silver fox and his pension check. He has worked in ironworking for over 50 years. 50 years. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally in any country in the world. And I wanted to talk to you about another issue before we go into the many faces of royalty. Have you been reading about this 29-year-old terminally ill young lady who moved from one part of the country to move to another state because of the right to die? That through a prescription and administered by a doctor, you could choose your own day and time of death. Man, that was scary. And she is 29 years old. And I wondered if she was going to... Though it was in the paper today that she could change her mind if she wanted to. And before I came into my studio room to log on, there was... breaking news on the air that I think she changed her mind. Be interesting to have your feedback on that. Would you like to plan your death? And I think she was going to do it on November 1st, but I don't think that's going to happen. Huh. What would you do? Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. And remember, this life is not a dress rehearsal. There are no do-overs. There are no do-overs. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The face of royalty. The many faces of royalty. Now, here again, remember I told you early on, I said that why I really love doing radio is because I keep learning so much about so many facets of life and so many traditions that I was not even aware of. But before we go into that, I'd like to pay homage to my sponsors. Have you ever thought of being on talk radio? You'll love it. All you have to do is call in 847-882-8717 after the show. This is a learning curve for you. Radio reaching out with frequency. A strong communicator reaching out with frequency. It is a powerful marketing tool. But I don't know what your purpose or your service or your product. Do you have a book? You know, everyone has a book. Is it a poet? Is it recipes? Is it a novel? Is it fiction, nonfiction? Change is constant, and you need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. Now, I work with you, help you with your minute commercial. And you're getting two shows for the price of one. So affordable. You would pay thousands and thousands of dollars if you went to a recording studio and said, I want to rent your studio and facilities for a couple of hours. But here's the best part. Are you ready? You're invited to co-host a show with me. A special half-hour show. Not on my Live with Kathy. This is going to be your show. I will host it. Half hour. It is your time to prove to everyone what you got. You know, what do you got? We don't know. So give me a call after the show, 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, IMPACT, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Coming together to make it a happy and fulfilling workplace. To find out more, log on www.impact-net.org and then log on ironworkers.org and see what it takes to become an apprenticeship. 4 years, you have to qualify. But once you qualify, you get to pick and choose what area you truly want to work in. And at some point, health care kicks in. So does your pension. And darlings, it stays with you. It follows you no matter where you go. Did I pique your interest? Ironworkers.org. I worked out today. Oh, man. I was on that elliptical, doing my balance, running my lines, because, you know, I run my lines every day. Well, since the Silver Fox had a little accident, I haven't been doing my lines, but I did them today. And it's amazing how the memory just remembers and it just pulls up all of the data. They have a 50-plus club, and the consortium is directed by Rika Cuff. You don't have to be bored and lonely. You really don't. Log on heparks.org. being lonely is a choice, isn't it? Ah, October 30th. End of the month. Let me ask you, do you have a little tax issue, a little something that you need some reconciliation with? You can log on to Greg McIntyre, his email, ahtax@ameritech.net, and he shall be happy to help you. If it really gets involved, then of course his rate will be assessed accordingly. But for a teeny weeny little question, I think it's complimentary. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Looks do matter. If you look good, you feel good. And if you feel good, you look good. The elixir is free. The e-book is free. Secret number 7, page 42. I share with you how I de-stress my face. It's inside out. See, I know how to neutralize the free radical damage in my body and, of course, my skin products that I've been getting from Life Extension and Reviva for the last 40 years. How I save face is in the book with the vitamins that I took from Life Extension. And the skincare products, they're both leaders in skincare. You could pick and choose. Steven Stressler is in the book Choices. Log on, RevivaLabs.com. So, you going to have enough money for the end of the month? More people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nada, nothing. Nope, you don't need a college degree. Yes, you're smart enough. All you need is that fire in the belly desire to make a difference in your life and with your family, too. All of you retirees, those of you that have a lot of ambition, keep your daytime job. But be smart. Think out of the box. I was 25 when I had my first home-based business. I launched it myself. I didn't have any role models. It just made sense to me. Hats by Kathy. I was in the world of fashion. And it escalated. With a home-based business, you can fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and pay your bills. And then you have infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. But you know what happens? No guts, no glory. Get the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Most people quit 3 inches from gold. Oh, well, I've been in it now for 3 months and I ran out of names. Some will, some won't, so what next? Challenge yourself and the door will open. I've got the formula. Imagine the CEO of your very own business. And you could do it in your off hours. Come on. Get the kids involved. A family affair. Can you do that? Can you get the kids involved? Tell me, where can they go today to learn about finance? I challenge any of you listeners. Call me. Let me know. Where can you send your kids to really know the ins and outs in the psychology of finance? A home-based business. Look, it's pandemic. More men and women than ever are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. But make it a family affair. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I told you earlier that the pineapple was a great centerpiece of welcome, especially during the holidays, because you're going to spray it gold. Log on and click on October 28th. But then I just got my new catalog from Lobstergram. Now, it's the holiday issue 2014, and you get 20% off of everything in the catalog with a $150 purchase. See the back cover? Oh, for details. And this is what I had. I'll tell you what it includes. It comes in the new gift bucket, Surf and Turf, for $150. 2 6-7 ounce Maine lobster tails, 2 6-ounce filet mignons, 2 4-ounce Maryland crab cakes, delicious, 18-ounce lobster bisque, I had clam chowder, 2 5-ounce chocolate lava cakes, oh, clarified butter, and the bucket, $150. I'm looking at it now. But you get 20% off. Log on to lobstergram.com or call 800-548-3562. In fact, I told my kids, if you're going to do anything, you have to pay for shipping and handling. However, if you're going to do anything, you have to think of the Lobstergram and their filet mignon. When you cut into them, it is like cutting into butter. Okay, I know that you're waiting for the face of royalty, but we people wear many faces, don't we? How about the faces of the con and scam artists? How about the faces of the domestic abusers or emotional and verbal abuse? Oh, they're pros, aren't they? They're pros at what they're doing. And they already know. They've got you already figured out. The scam artists, they've done their research. You see, they want your money. Don't you dare send any money. If you won the lottery, you're going to win the lottery. You don't have to pay for it. Get your pen and pad out. Thank you, ARP. The Fraud Fighter Hotline is 800-646-2283. They want your money. You know how much we lose each year? $3 billion. But the true figure is more because most of these crimes, and they are crimes, go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. 800-646-2283. And the spotlight now is on domestic abuse. Woo! The minute I say that, I see the elevator. And you know what I'm talking about. But abuse could be verbal and emotional, too. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Oh, yes, they will. I want that abolished. I want that abolished. Words that hurt, words that empower. With our young people, we're working with fresh minds. They're like sponges. How dare you idiots, and yell and holler at them. But domestic abuse left unchecked can be brutal. Yeah, even deadly. And why don't you call it this abuse, violence, what it really is? It's a crime. Now, you men and women, think back to when you were first in the relationship. What a loving person this person was, and how great things were, then the violence starts. And yes, women have been known to be brutal. You don't want to leave your relationship. You just want the violence to stop. God, you inhaled. It won't, not without help. reach out for help. Know what your resources are in your community and state. In Illinois, Domestic Abuse Hotline, 877-863-6338. Hey, you men, get involved too. And any of you, if you're involved in this and you're just sitting there, would you want your mother, sister, or brother, daughter, or anyone be involved in a domestic abuse? PSA has been brought to you by Contributing Authors in Choices, Reviva Labs, Leader in Skincare from Humble Beginnings to Success, Chuck Brazelton, providing insurance and financial services, My Life's Work, from frostbitten toes to fingertips. Rhea Schmidt, I've just got to be me. Who am I? Where am I going? Rudy Segovia, the son of a migrant worker. That didn't stop Rudy from becoming a master achiever. He reached the American dream. And then read about my story through the years, All Things Kathy, and how I learned about our greatest power, and that is, do you know what it is? Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. A step backward in time, the many faces of royalty, the many faces of just common folks. We have to go back in time. Queen Elizabeth I and other past royalty. You'll see some men and women with heavy white makeup on their faces. Is this a sign of royalty? Yes. Now, you see, I didn't know this. At one point, having a very pale complexion was considered fashionable for men and women. It was also a sign of wealth and nobility. Many would go to great lengths to achieve this look, sometimes even compromising their health. A pale complexion was considered ideal, especially for a woman. To have tan skin meant you were of the lower class and worked outside. Oh, but darlings, if you were of the beau vivant of the higher classes, you had more leisure time to spend indoors, which would protect you from the sun. Therefore, the highest class of society often had the fairest complexions. Now, here, you know, I'm a speaker on board international cruise ships, and these people are out there on deck. Their skin is dark brown, and it's going to turn into leather. Now, why did it change? When you see a pale face today, you think she's ill. But today, you could get 10 minutes of sun between, out between 10 and 2, get it before 10 or after 2, and get the vitamin D, or take the vitamin D tablet. I'm looking at a portrait of Queen Elizabeth, as we know her now. And we talked about, well, we look at her face, and according to this photographer, he says that we see a lifetime of resolution, integrity, forbearance, a dignity free of pomp and circumstance, and the inner beauty we have left if we've earned it. Once the superficial gloss of youth has passed. Here is a very familiar, friendly, engaging lady. He flatters her. I don't know. Oh, she's wearing these incredible jewels. Oh, Queen Lizzie, 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 darling. If I were in your life right now, there are a couple of things that I would be doing with you. But if you're happy at the age 88, and you like what you see, you know, it doesn't matter what your age is. If you're happy with the face that you see in the mirror, then run with it. And remember now, tomorrow morning at 6:30, Chuck Decker will be on the air. Until then, make it a great day. Kathy Watson, au revoir.